With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine is officially running for re-election. The 73-year-old Collins is seeking a sixth term, and her bid for re-election faces a big challenge from within her own party, as well as from Democrats who are hoping to flip that seat. GOP leaders on the Hill expressing divergent positions about DHS funding when the department's stopgap funding expires midnight Friday. House Speaker Mike Johnson is optimistic.
We'll see where they are. I'm not going to prejudge the length of it or where it should be. I'm very hopeful. I mean, we still have time on the clock. When there's a will, there's a way. And if they can come to an agreement on this and get it done, that will behoove the whole country.
Johnson says he plans to meet with the Senate leader, John Thune, to discuss options. Testifying before the House Homeland Security Committee, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Director Todd Lyons said his agents are facing a lot of threats.
Let me send a message to anyone who thinks they can intimidate us. You will fail. Despite these perils, our officers continue to execute their mission with unwavering resolve. And we are only getting started.
Authorities investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie more than a week ago released the first surveillance images today showing a masked person on her porch the night that she went missing. President Trump is threatening to block the opening of a bridge between Canada and Michigan.
The Gordie Howe International Bridge connecting Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, is scheduled to open this year. But the president said he will not allow it to open until the United States is fully compensated for everything we have given them. He wrote online that Canada has treated the U.S. very unfairly for decades. The bridge, which has cost more than $4.5 billion to build, has been financed by Canada and will be jointly owned by Canada and Michigan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new poll asks mothers what they think about church.
It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically for moms. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge has ruled Arizona must stop enforcing abortion restrictions that predate and contradict a 2024 voter-approved constitutional amendment that enshrined the procedure. Maricopa Superior Court Judge Greg Como says the older laws present unnecessary obstacles to getting an abortion, including barring one if a woman was seeking it because the unborn baby has a genetic abnormality. In Arizona and many other states, abortion law has been in flux since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Honda's bottom line took a hit in the 9 months ending in December.
The Japanese automaker reports a 42% drop in profits compared to a year earlier. Honda says profits over the three quarters totaled $3 billion. It marks the second consecutive year that profits declined during the period at Honda. The Tokyo-based automaker also reports its sales, April through December, dipped 2.2%. Rich Thomason reporting.
Paramount is intensifying its efforts to take over Warner Brothers Discovery. It's an ongoing business story over the past several months. The company offered Warner shareholders today an added ticking fee if the deal does not close by the end of the year. Paramount also pledged to fund Warner's proposed $2.8 billion breakup payout to Netflix under their merger agreement. Paramount's offer otherwise remains at the same price, $30 per share. More on these stories at srnnews.com.